HR Puff and Stuff. Who's your friend when things get rough? HR Puff and Stuff. Can't do a little cause you can't do enough.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
We are here for a second helping of Hannibal, a spoiler-full podcast.
This is part two of our discussion of The Woman Clothed with the Sun.
And you, of course, are our co-host, Beth.
And you are the other co-host, Matt.
Yay!
So if we jump, can we just jump in here right away?
Please. I have a bunch of thoughts.
Okay. So I just wanted to acknowledge that you were correct. The scene with the hermit and Frankenstein's monster is in the movie The Bride of Frankenstein, not in the movie Frankenstein. And I went back and rewatched the scene. I think you went back and rewatched the movie. And yeah. It is so exactly this scene in Reba's house. The creature pauses at the door after being invited in. He eats like a crazy person. He makes the same grunting, nonverbal noises. He recoils when the hermit attempts to touch him. And there's this the very specific bringing of the two of them together as potential companions, because as the hermit says, you can't speak and I can't see. And and he believes it's God that's brought them together and answered his prayers to bring him a companion. So it's point by point, that scene. And of course, in the movie, the old movie, Bride of Frankenstein, it is an incredibly, incredibly touching scene in the same way that you're touched by the potential that exists in this relationship with Reba, like a connection with the humanity inside this creature. It's very moving.
It is. I thought a lot about it. So, yes, I did watch not just Bride of Frankenstein, but I watched Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein back to back. They're both short movies, so it's easy to do and also an incredible pleasure. With pop culture, as modern viewers of anything, we do think we've arrived at the most sophisticated moment in the evolution of art as possible, right? Because we have all the tools, we have all the methods, just things keep getting more and more sophisticated and complex. So we're naturally, I think, tend to assume that art has gone as far as it can go. Not that it's not going to go further, but, and I always have to remind myself that the earliest movies were coming out of an incredibly sophisticated artistic environment. The 19th century, you know, was the kind of the height of the glory of the novel as an art form. And there was great theater and movies were coming out of that. There's very, very sophisticated storytelling going on in the earliest silent films and nuanced storytelling. And we also have a tendency to think that the films and the movies and TV shows and stuff that pay tribute to prior things are reinventing them and
elevating them
based on our sophisticated modern viewpoint of these older things. You get with a lot of Westerns, you get these so-called anti-Westerns, right? That are supposed to be taking the Western tropes and twisting them to deliver. But
Unforgiven, McCabe and Mrs. Miller.
That kind of stuff. Except if you go back and watch the oldest Westerns, they were already anti-Western.
Like The Searchers.
Yes, exactly. And it's not like it was this naive art form that became something more sophisticated in the hands of modern filmmakers. They were very, very sophisticated early on. There were exploitative and silly ones as well, but that isn't necessarily representative. And I think we do that with horror as well. I think especially right now, there's a lot of effort being made for a lot of good reasons to reinvent horror. I think there's at this moment in December 2021, I'm seeing a lot of commentators and analysts of horror starting to get sick of the cliche that horror is really about trauma. You know, I don't know if you're starting to see that in writing and everything like that. What? No?
I mean, not so much, but I certainly take your word on it.
I'm so steeped in all of it that I'm starting to hear people who are commenting on horror being like, look, I know it's like an old hat to say that horror is just an expression of trauma, but I'm going to say it. I guess not everybody's like sick of that notion yet, but go back to watch Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein. Bride of Frankenstein is already, it's just a few years after Frankenstein, and it's a really sophisticated interpretation of the potential of this monster. And Bride of Frankenstein is sad. It absolutely puts you in